Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rusty Quill presents.
Hey everyone, Alexi Talanda here, and welcome to our bonus content as we work on putting Ostium Season 6 together. We're continuing with our Behind the Ostium series as we go in-depth with the making and discussion of how each episode of Ostium came to be, as well as much more. I am joined by Dwayne Farver, a big fan of the show and creator of the spin-off podcast Manifestations. If you enjoy the Behind the Ostium series, you can get full access to over 50 episodes right now by supporting Team Ostium on Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. You'll also get access to a bunch of other bonus content on there too. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. We'll continue working on getting Ostium Season 6 ready for release in 2022, but for now, sit back and enjoy another episode of Behind the Ostium. All right, so episode 16, Ancient Ones, about the Anasazi. Again, it was, or the ancestral Puebloans, another interesting history story about these strange people that I had a lot of fun researching. And again, that I had preconceived notions about what they were like or what I thought they were, and it turned out to be a lot more interesting in how their society lived on this like kind of mountainside with these levels, and they used ladders and this whole system of caves and things like that. Was a very interesting bit of research, and then to write and put our characters in there and play around with it was a lot of fun. I've definitely heard the Anasazi first with the X-Files, because it's kind of the big code breakers and things in that. So that was already a kind of interest in the back of my mind, and then to read more and learn more about it. Again, to change up the terrain, you've got this kind of deserty, mountainous area. It's a little different. And again, I hinted at with Jake when he's climbing up there and sees another person there that there's other stuff still going on with Ostium, a lot of unexplained stuff that he hasn't got figured out. With seeing that other person, and then also with them eventually needing to get out, and much like in Catalina, where they didn't have a choice of a way of escape, he kind of comes up with something, grabs the artifact that's like a what they call a potsherd, which is like a little piece of pottery, and he uses that to cut a door into the wall of the cave that they're in, and use that to get back to Ostium. And it's really a kind of full recognition and manifestation of his ability and what he can do in Ostium, that he thinks in his head, I want to show up right here by the clock tower. I'm going to try this thing and believe I'm going to do it. And it happens. He gets through the door. He goes where he wants to go, and they get out. safe and sound. I also wanted to make sure with each of these episodes that I was making them distinct and standalone and feel like, oh, that's that one where you're talking about the Anasazi. That's that one where it's about the Skull Cult, each individual place, because I could tell as I was getting closer and closer to a final episode that it was going to be important for me to talk about these different places, that I was going to have to revisit them in some way or talk about them again. And I wanted them to be clear in the listener's head so that when I referenced them, they'd be like, oh yeah, that was that place. I know exactly where that was and what was going on there. So again, it was with each episode, it felt like what X-Files would call a Monster of the Week episode, where it was just a new place and they're learning a bunch of new stuff and of the strange, you know, situation they're in and the historical time or whatever it is, and then coming out of it. But also, in addition to that, you've got the main story being driven forward with whatever Monica's got going on, what Jake is trying to work out, what's going on with him. With each episode, that's being pushed forward a lot, a bit with each time, and being built up more and more, so that as we're building, it's clear that we're getting towards a crescendo that's going to be reached by the finale. Make sense?
It does. I did remember in retrospect, I wanted to ask, I guess, is this mm-hmm. intentional, showing the fact that Jake has an innate ability that may not be part of Ostium, but is part of his connection to Ostium? Mm-hmm. Like, what was his ability to make this door intentionally the first time you wanted to show it?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is Ostium doing this. This is Jake doing this.
Yeah. It's Jake doing it, but because he believes in Ostium and knows he's, you know, part of it. I think of that scene in Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade. That's the one where there's, you know, only the penitent man can cross the bridge that's not really there. And you've got it. And that's the key with Jake, is that as overly gung-ho and over-eager he may be at times, he's a complete believer in himself and in what he thinks could possibly happen. Possibly due to a history of watching movies like Indiana Jones, The Goonies, and Star Wars, and all this other stuff with your heroic characters and stuff like that. That he believes fully in that. And so when he's doing all this stuff, you don't have to say, well, you've got to believe it, otherwise it's not going to work. He always does, you know? He's got that weird tool. Anyone else would think, what the hell are you doing? But he's believing. I mean, I think even Monica says that, like, what are you doing? And he believes it's going to happen and makes it happen and gets them out because he knows he has no choice and this is their last option. And it works out. Potsherd, which is like a little piece of